Hello and welcome. We are back. It is the Electricians Podcast. I nearly forgot what we was then. This week we've got Kimbo in the house. Come on, Kim. Enter. Jamie.
Retro.
You're in the house too. Tonight we're talking about boots or trainers in domestic situation. We're talking about Alex 2024 Ali Pali and the carnage that was the Hager stand. And we're talking about why is Dave Osavo so weird, which I think is a fair comment.
This sounds perfect. I've got plenty to say on all of these topics.
This could be a 3-hour show, people. Hang on, we're going for it.
Let's not.
Who's going first, you or me?
Oh, I've stopped recording.
Oh, Kina. Jesus Christ.
Did you forget to pay that membership thing again or whatever?
No, I did not get to pay the membership, Kimmy.
No,
I don't know who it was that said that. Was it you, Jamie?
Just to say, we all are still.
It was Dave.
Right, are we actually going to do a show today?
We're still Jamie. Alive, who cares? Right, who's going first, you or me? You're going first with your new sponsor.
So this isn't a sponsor. This is a public service announcement. Hager, employer guy who wrote the regs on AFDDs. And I asked him, after watching Dave Osavo's video, would it be possible for you to tell me something to reinforce my confidence in Hager products after the fact that David Osavo's videos show that they do not work? And his answer was, don't buy them. So
don't.
Public service announcement. Don't buy them.
I'm sure we'll be coming about that back to that later. However, if you do want some products that won't kill your customers or set them on fire or where the software updates. Why has Kimmy got loads of fireworks?
Sorry, guys, it's London. There's shopping fire in the back.
Through then. If you want some high quality equipment that will do what you want it to do, like energizing, analyzing energy or monitoring, you've got one of these, haven't you, Kimmy? Let's talk about that. It's because
yes,
I can't speak.
I do. So I met one of the Chauvinar new guys at the LX. So I've had a chaotic month, back-to-back work. So all my parcels haven't been opened yet and everything's chaotic. So I will be opening up my parcel and getting to grips with that.
Well, it's a shame you couldn't say, yeah, it's great for the sponsoring. But no, I'll say it. Chauvinar, you were great.
I've done a lot of research and it's great. I've done a lot of research. There's a lot of good feedback about it. And I've had a look at their app as well. The thing on the computer that you download anyways.
There you go. Yeah. The secret source, mate, is the software, which is free. You can give it to your customers. They can look at the data as you look at it. Yep. And sure, if you want to analyze or monitor energy, you will not be let down. Please give their apps a try. Give them a ring on all the mediums. My promise to you is you'll get a service I receive, or I'll slap them silly with a wet trout.
Excellent stuff, Jamie.
You know, Chevron,
what a read.
I know. Sorry, Chevron. Please still pay me this month. Sam through with his fake sponsor. But yeah, give Chevron a shout for all your test gear needs.
Yeah.
Or else.
What have we got in the news this week, Jimbo?
Who's Jimbo?
You weirdo.
It's you. I'm Kimbo. You're Jimbo.
Kimbo and Jimbo.
Do you reckon Dave Osavo likes the fact that he's called Dave Osavo?
Do you know what people were calling him, Dave Osavo? Alex.
Yeah, because I feel like even myself, I'd call him Dave Osavo because David Savory sounds a bit like, I don't know who that is.
He needs his hard drive checking. There we are. This is not the free world show it normally is tonight. Apologies.
Oh, yeah, and talking about Dave Osavo, I bumped into my Alex and, you know, done a little interview and he exposed your alternative career, Jamie.
Oh, my picture.
Yeah, can you please explain? Because I wasn't sure if it was AI Photoshop or...
No, it's real. That's a real picture.
But now, there's screenshots going around of your picture side by side with my face and it's associated with your nips on show.
I meant to put it on. I'm not embarrassed by it. Before the end of the show, when we're in the chat, I'll get the picture that's been talked about. Dave, for some reason, when I was... I think I started this podcast and it was early days. He's like, can you send me a picture of you? I need it for a video. So I just sent him a picture of me naked wearing Bim and Brace. So yeah, it's on Instagram if you want to see it. But yeah, it's a real photo. I'm not ashamed of my body, all right? So yeah, it's doing the rounds. But I was poor at the time. And he said it was just for himself. This podcast tonight is carnage already.
It's already carnage.
Sorry, audio viewers.
First segment.
News.
News.
All right, I've got to get serious now. Remember, know your mum jokes during the news. Costco. Here we go. Costco are now selling EV chargers installed for $799.99, excluding VAT.
So basically a grand.
Yeah, basically a bag of sand for an EV charger from Costco. I'm not...
You know what? Don't, like, if that's the one you buy, that's the one you buy, innit? Like, you can't compete with the shittest one on the market. I guarantee it's not the best one on the market. Like, what are you competing with? I guarantee it's going to be 500 quid installation, isn't it?
It's going to work. Let's not be... It's going to work. It might not be the best charger in the world. I mean, I don't know what charge that is. It looks like one of the things that would be Photoshopped. But again, the policy is that I keep saying is, why does Sparky's got to let people nick the work? Like, are we that desperate to sell stuff? Can Sparky's not sell? Should we do a podcast on that? Do we have to get Costco to sell chargers for us?
Yeah, but who's actually going to get a charger from Costco? I bet they're not selling out.
The only person that's buying a charger from Costco is the kind of guy that needs a catering-sized tub of baked beans and an EV charger.
I was gonna say, what? Costco, they're good at sales. I did once go in there to get pistachio butter, and then I left with a kayak, inflatable kayak. I'm probably the kind of person that would get that. So I do think there will be people out there buying that because Costco.
What did you do with your kayak?
What's that?
Have you been out on your kayak?
Yeah, it was awful. It was inflatable kayaks are very dangerous. They're not as sturdy as a normal kayak.
Did you take it down the Thames? That's Tower Bridge.
I took it on a lake and it was, yeah. I was going to take it down the Camden Canals, which is basically the Thames for anyone that's not.
Open
yeah,
summer.
Don't be doing that. You're definitely going to get AIDS in that water.
But yeah, it's like, I'm not knocking Costco. Do they not still sell sausage hot dogs for a quid? Is that their bag?
No. They sell decent pizza, don't they? And they sell jacket potatoes, pizzas. Oh, and a big hot dog.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure in America, their big thing is the hot dog's $1 and it always will be, yeah? So not knocking Costco, but it is one of those places you go in there. It's like Aldi on crack, innit? You go in there, you get center-aisled. You don't buy one to the beach, you buy a catering-sized pack and, I don't know, 85 cakes or something like that. But yeah. Do we need them to start selling EV chargers? How much of that's getting to the electrician that's doing it? Is it even an electrician? Just thought it was an interesting one. We got that put in the group, but yeah, 800 quid. Can anyone compete with that?
You can. Of course you can compete with it. Of course you can.
What? So you think the average spark can compete with the buying power of Costco? They go, well, we have 2,000 of them chargers and we're going to pay this much.
Look at that charger. What charger is that?
Well, yeah, exactly. But it'll work, won't it? It's just a posh socket, as we previously alluded to.
Yeah, but what charger is it? It's like, who cares, man? Who cares about that charger and what they're doing?
It's very much like, you know,
Weber's. It's not spoons. A Zappy, is it?
It's not, but I don't know what's going on with them at the minute. But it's like spoons, isn't it? When my mate used to work for spoons probably 10 years ago, when they were just starting to get a lot bigger. Kimmy, are you eating on the podcast? Jesus Christ. Well, what's going on?
Why are you eating on the podcast, Kimbo?
No, the rules are, you know the rules, the fourth rule now is
no
eating.
No trainers, no hats, no hoodies. No eating as well. Sorry, I missed that.
No, it's all right, because if you want to jump in the conversation, you gobble a load of pasta out all over your car, you'll be blaming
us. What are you actually eating, first of all?
It's a raspberry white chocolate pie, but EV chargers is not really my thing, so that's why I'm like, look, I'll quickly eat this while you guys discuss that, and then I'll jump in the business.
Later on, when we're about boots and trainers, I've got a free course Sunday Rose coming in, so I'm going to have that while you're talking about jeans and trainers. But yeah, it's like, I forgot what training for now. Oh my God, this podcast cash tonight. My mate used to work for Spoons when they started to get big, and Spoons would go somewhere and go, you see that WKD blue? We're going to sell that if you sell it to us. We'll give you 25p a bottle. If you don't want to sell it to us, don't bother. And that's the kind of buying power Costco got on it to get a cheap stuff. But
yeah, but it's not a named charger. I mean, it's probably okay. It probably does it okay, but it's not nothing special. So if you want a not nothing special and a not nothing special install, go to them. It's just another service, isn't it?
The fact is that the people who don't want anything special probably already go to Costco and they'll just get that and fuck off the local spark. But yeah,
if you're
interested,
oh, look, it's Alan Chan again. Alan Chan, if you're a Costco executive member, you get 2% cash back. Well,
how many packs of catering sized beans you got to be buying to make that worth your while? But yeah, the problem is with Costco is you throw most of the bin don't that you buy because it all goes out of date.
You want to hear something really funny? When me and my wife got together in the early days, we used to go for dates in Costco because they used to sell really good food.
I remember taking my missus somewhere really curious shit. I can't think where it was. Probably like some railway centre or something like that. But anyway, Costco, if you want a catering size tin of beans and an EV charge for 800 quid, you're well away. Next one. This is like technical. This is information. So this is off EV UK EV installers, actually, which isn't a bad Facebook group for EV installers. It's not full of pricks like you normally expect. But this guy Paul, who I've asked to use this, is NIC EIC assessor. Put all EV Ultra down as a non-conformance on his annual inspection. So he literally got it there. It says on the thing that I can't quite read because I've gone a bit too far away. It says equipment not covered by British Harmonised Standard. PV Ultra cable does not currently have a British standard.
Yeah, but he must be a bit thick then, because a British Harmonised Standard isn't the same as a British standard, is it?
No. So basically what we're saying with this is more of an information part of news this week, is if you are using some of the crazy innovative cables that Doncaster do provide, it sounds like I'm sponsored by something.
No, but I think you're wrong. He's wrong. British Harmonised Standard is the colours, isn't it?
Basically, what they're saying is it's not in the regs, and they're right.
No, but they're not, because the Harmonised Standard is the colours, isn't it, of the cable?
And other stuff, basic and all that. The general gist for this one
don't brush over this, another technical thing that you brush over every week that I come out with. British Harmonised Standard isn't the cable, is it?
British Standard is
a cable, but British Harmonised Standard is the colours of the cable.
You know, last week when he caught something clever, and me and Mark have not stopped hearing about it in WhatsApp for the last week, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make that mistake again. So whatever you say, I'm just going to disregard. This is my news, get out. Yeah, no matter how good you've got to right say. But I did the research on this. I actually went to Doncaster for comment, who kindly commented, and they replied to this post, actually. Doncaster's EV Ultra, and I think there's one of them with a Cat 5, isn't there? There's one of them with a CT cabling. They do not comply, or do not get recognised, should I say, with BS7671. However, they are deemed to satisfy because they're basic approved. And what you have to do to stop your anal NIC EIC assessor putting down as non-compliance is attach a copy of their data sheet to your test results and note it as a deviation at the moment. So if you are doing this kind of thing and using EV Ultra, why wouldn't you be? It's pretty good. You need to be listing that as a deviation of your test results if you don't want your NIC EIC assessor tickling your bumhole. A number of people mess me about this and says, my local assessor will just have a conversation with you about it. They won't put it down as non-compliance, but obviously some of them are funnier than others. So just be aware when you are using what the regs refer to as new innovation. It's allowed, but you have to be listening to the deviation.
See all these NIC inspectors.
That's an extra 350 for him to come out to check this non-conformance.
I don't think he failed on it. I'm not sure, actually. I didn't ask that, but you might be right, Kimmy. I don't know if he's had to have a revisit. I think it just got listed as like a non-conformance, like a little box.
Do you know what? If I ever go NIC route and they come out and they give me shit over stuff like that, I will just tell them to stick it up their ass. Do you want my money or not want my money? Go away. That's exactly how I'm going to talk to them, because they're not. I don't need to be worried about you coming to inspect me. You need to be worried about me paying you, because I just won't. If you don't give me my qualification or my CPS nonsense, you can fuck off.
I think it's a bit of an anal way to treat your customers. That could have been a conversation.
That's because he's allowed to. He does shit like that because he's allowed to get away with it. As if he's going to go back and say, "Well, we're not having them on our books." Yeah, all right, mate. They're paying £1,500 a year. Put them on the books.
Another thing I found out about that this week, and I did a little survey on this on Instagram. I'm not sure if we're going to push it into a show or not. I've heard of quite a large amount of people, both NIC and NAPIC, because let's face it, they're the only players in the game now, that they're just not getting inspected. So I put a question out there, who is getting inspected and who are you getting inspected by? And some people are saying, like, some of them are getting inspected by NIC, EIC and NAPIC people that have been there years that know what they're doing. Other ones were saying, now they take on electrical contractors, subcontract to do the inspections. And some people said they've not been checked for 3 years. And there's a real thing. Some people are getting regularly checked. Some people aren't getting regularly checked at all. It's an interesting thing. So if you've got any more knowledge on that, let me know.
Basically, if you want your accreditation, sign up now. You won't get checked.
Well, no, because I know some that signed up recently, they have been checked, but I know people have been there a number of years. It's got no rhyme or reason. Some people are getting checked, some people aren't. Some people are getting yearly, some people are getting every 3 years. It's a bit wee-wah-wee-wah, but I would like to know how many of those people are getting checked yearly for paying that money.
So also, Connor Dyne says something in the thing about the Earthshore cable they bought out. Does that meet BS number, whatever it is for cable?
Again, thanks, Connor, for reminding me and making Sam look clever again. That is an interesting thing. I do believe you'll have to do the same thing. I do believe you'll have to attach the documentation that is basic approved to your test sheet unless it's a deviation. Although I suspect trying to push that through. I'd like to get Doncaster on, technical people, to have a chit-chat about it. So if you're listening, Doncaster, please come on and tell us about your new cables, because you're pushing the boundaries, and we've seen things like this. It'd be great to just set everyone straight. But yeah, I think that also requires a deviation. But I don't think it can prove it's not as safe as the other stuff, so yeah.
FPV, I had a NAPIT assessment on Thursday, and the guy was a part-time Sparky.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying. They're getting like Sparkies coming in. Apparently, all the NRC inspectors have been put on 3 days a week in a restructure. Now they use subbies. I don't know. It just seems to be a bit of a mess to me. Like, but if I, back in the day, when you got an inspector around for someone like that, they knew what they was on about. But this seems a bit meh. So just be aware of that, because obviously, no one wants. The general discourse was, it's a little bit...
Well, it's like actual electrician news, apart from EV shit all the time.
Well, this is all I get. And this is more for the Sparks that are watching, yeah? If you're using this new stuff, list it as a deviation, because the last thing you want is your inspector being a funny duddy, putting down a non-compliance and charging you £350 for a revisit, as Kimmy said, because you don't want to be spending an extra £350, do you?
So yeah, but you shouldn't let that inspector get away with it. They ain't no one to you. Yeah, you're their customer. They're meant to treat you like God, not you run around going, please don't fail me.
I agree, but they are right, really. You should be listening to it as a deviation just to save yourself the hassle. So, yeah, do that. Right, have I got any non-EV news? I'm about to find out when I press this button.
Oh, yeah. More EV shit.
No, it happened. Last week on my rant, thanks everyone for watching and commenting, I said, why don't we just fuck off putting fuse boards inside and just stick them on the outdoor wall and wire the entire house around the outside? I said that as an ironic joke. And then today, about 50 people sent me this picture of Electricians Community UK that I'm banned from, you penises. And this guy has wired, not this guy, it's not the guy in the post, whoever this person was, it was obviously a man, yeah, has wired this entire extension by mounting an adapt box outside and wiring it all up externally. So, yeah, so my joke's come true. All my Christmases have come at once. Look at that. And as Jamie Spark was having a chat about him with it, he said to me, which was quite interesting, I not noticed it myself, you see the person that's done that, they know what they're doing. That's too tidy to be a DIY job. Someone who knows what they're doing has done that.
No, I don't think so.
Someone good enough to make that look reasonable like labeled, it is.
Look, it's got the label on there. DIY person wouldn't bother with that label.
It's too good to not have been done by someone who knows better.
Look at the cable management outside.
Yeah, but again, it's been done by a lazy Sparky that could do better. But I mean,
that's lashery, that is.
That's the future of houses in the UK. That's not a Photoshop, it's a real picture. If your audio viewer would be on the Facebook group, someone's wired a house externally. So yeah, it's all coming round. And that concludes the news tonight. Sam's still in shock, or his camera's frozen.
I'm reading the chat, man. I have to do two things. That is a joke. That is a joke install. Whoever's done that needs a punch in the face.
And I'm on the alert, right? Because you know, one day someone's going to feature in this news. There's going to be a picture in this news that someone sent to me, and we're going to talk about it. And someone's going to go in the chat one day and go, "Hey, you dickhead, I made that up." That takes someone 2 hours to make up, wouldn't it?
To that to the wall, make it look good. Just to make off. Well, take you.
Look at the green moss on that cover.
Yeah, it's been there a while, isn't it?
You can tell it's.
Jamie, that'd take you 5 days. There's five armoureds there.
Oh, I wish I was as funny as you. But yeah, I do live in fear that one day someone will mug us off on this news and get a pitch through. But I do think that was genuine. So yeah. And it's, the thing is, look, they've got the door pole on. It's all right, but it's just in a box you can't get to. So.
Jimmy, we got a fellow here, Jack D. Just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of Kimmy the Sparks. Oh, mate, have a day off.
Come on, mate, you've got to get a restraint order for that kind of shit.
Go on. Is that it?
That's it. That's the news. Yeah, we're on to topics now. We've got a big topic to cover, obviously. Do you want to go straight into that? Or you want to go over in the chat?
Hit me with a topic.
Here we go. Thank you. The news is in. All submissions are gratefully received. I do get a lot of comments and messages and that, so please do keep sending them in. It makes Rotten News loads easier. Elect show. So
yeah.
I'm just going to hand over to you, Pierre, because I didn't go because I'm terrified of someone hitting me in the face.
Okay, so I went the Thursday, you went the Friday. And yeah, Jamie, if you did go, I'm sure you would get something lobbed at your head.
I'll just say, Sam almost sussed me out. Sam rang me Friday morning and I was in bed. And he went, "Are you in bed?" And he went, "You're not in a hotel, are you? And you're going to surprise me, like some first date." And I was going to try and do that. Unfortunately, the trains were off because it was a strike.
Oh.
So I couldn't go anyway on the day I wanted to go. But yeah, I didn't go because I'm scared of getting in the face.
No, so that, so I walked around there like, oh, where's Jamie? So I just told everyone he's just scared of getting punched in the face, so he's not coming out. He's like, doesn't like confrontation, and he's a bit of a pussy. And I told everyone that with a straight face.
It's true.
Good.
How was it? Come on, let's have it. I said the goss.
I absolutely loved it. So I even made a mini documentary, but this time I had somebody record me, right?
Yeah.
And
you what? So you've like, got a camera person now.
Yeah, I had a cameraman with me, and he was recording me. So I kept forgetting that I'm actually on camera. So it was like my actual personality coming through. So that video is going to be so sick. It should literally be posted in the next day or two. He's editing it now. It's so sick.
What, you've got an editor as well?
Yeah,
David, David Savory.
Honestly, it's so good. So you've got the bit with David Savo in it, and there's even one little bit of me doing a little Freemason handshake, wink, wink. It's hilarious. It's like, it's going to be the best video I've ever made so far in my life.
Dave Savory's got competition on his always coming out Epix videos.
It was so good. I really, really enjoyed Elex this year. So I did a couple of their competitions. It was a lot more interactive this year. I came first in two of them, but then me and Nick got a tied time, and then apparently he did it like 5 minutes before closing time and beat me on it. So that
what was this? What was the challenge?
One of them was just wire up a socket in Conduit. So the socket is there. You just got to get Conduit off the reel, kind of like tape it all together, pull it through, pull it out, put it inside an RCBO or Schneider board, and that's it, really.
So it was the Epix one, is that?
5 minutes to do that. I don't know how it takes 5 minutes to do that. This was on the Napit stand, and people take 5 minutes to do it. I don't know why that takes 5 minutes. I took 2 minutes, and that was with shaky hands. And yeah, that was crazy. And the other one was an Awira stand. It was a fuse box, fuse board, and it was just take out the old RCD, put in a new one. Again, I did it 2 minutes, spending 30 minutes, I mean 30 seconds, figuring out how to get the Torx screwdriver on the right setting, because I've never used the Awira ones, right? And I still came first. And I was like, what are these electricians doing? How come everyone's so slow?
Not all right, Kimbo.
Everybody else, but how come everybody's a little bit slow? Like, but maybe they're on day rate. That's my explanation. And I'm on price. That's why I'm so fast at what I do. But yeah, I had a great time. Honestly, I had a blast. So yeah, loved it.
And you had the whole crew.
K Electrical says, Kimmy, do women get more freebies than blokes? Or is that just more than Savo?
What is that, Alex or in a bar?
I didn't get I only got a discount on trousers, which was amazing. Shout out Komodo Workwear. I'd get up and show you my trousers now, but I'm in the car, so it won't work. And I got their boots as well.
Big fan of them.
It was doing a Women's Day thing. So there was literally, they were saying, you know, any women that come through to the stand, tradeswomen, they will sort them out. And I don't think there was many women there at all on a Thursday.
No, it wasn't.
When I looked around, it was only literally me, and I think I met another one or two throughout the whole time there. There wasn't many women at all, so I got the free boots. I don't know who else got the boots, but yeah, it was really good. But freebie wise, I didn't really get anything else. There was a few people that didn't recognize me until I started speaking, and then I heard my accent. They're like, "Wait, are you killing the Sparks?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's me." So yeah, that was quite good. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. It was good, but I didn't attend any of like the CPD stuff.
No,
you don't need to. If you watch this show every week, you don't need to.
None of that. But yeah, it was really awesome. I
also have to concur. It was really good. I don't know if it was really good because it was good, or it was really good because there was a lot of people there and it was like a right good meetup.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, there wasn't that much in the way of exhibitors, really. It was bigger than Coventry last year, but it's not massive. There was a lot more exhibitors at this one. It wasn't massive, but there was a lot of faces there, and there's a lot of people who are in the social media space, so it's quite good to catch up with a lot of people. Myself, I was there with Libby. I was there with Ben Porter from the Other Shit podcast. We walked around. Soto Electrical was there. I didn't really speak to him. He looked off his nut.
Allegedly.
No, there was Bundy was there. Saw Bundy. Saw R. Davis. Obviously saw old Knob Jockey himself, Davo Savo. K Kimmy blew us out, so she didn't turn up.
Yeah, I ended up going to work. Sorry, I was so gutted because I was planning to come in and smash everybody on every challenge, but I didn't get a chance.
Why relax not more into the social media side of it? Because I know they're a bit dated. Like, I know professional electrician slash X probably think we just give them a constant all time on the show, which is probably a bit true. But I don't
I think do you know what they do social media? Because one of the guys from Professional Electrician, he came up to me. He's like, I've heard you really like the Professional magazine, but I know that I've only really said that on your show, so they must have watched it.
But they don't. Have they not got to move on a bit and do more social media stuff? Because that's going to be more popular than the magazine, really, let's face it.
Mm. I bumped into Anthony Scott of Professional Electrician.
You think you bumped into him, he's actually stalked you for the whole day.
Yeah, but... probably. No, but he was all right. We had a good old chat. I feel like things are thawing out between us. So that was a really good chat. So that was nice. To be honest with you, it was a really fun day. I got to spend a lot of time chatting to people, stuff like that, and got to meet a lot of people that I haven't seen for a little while, like Bundy, like Savo, like R. Davis, and Ricky Byrne was there. Shout out to Ricky Byrne walking around. He had like a little beacon on his head so people didn't tread on him.
Where else saw that? Ali Pala, Coventry.
I saw John Faultless as well.
John loves it. I really wanted to see those guys, but
is that John 6,500 Faultless?
Yeah, he. Do you know what? He's a lot different looking. He's like he doesn't.
He looked like he was your height. Was he? Is he like your height?
No,
you're tall, but you look short on camera.
Yeah, he's not as tall as me.
Oh, maybe it's the angles. But that's the thing. Like seeing how tall and short everyone is in real life. Like I always thought Sam was at my height. When I saw him, he was like ginormous. I was like, what the hell, Sam?
I'm terrified to go now in case people judge me on my height. And not know, wait. To work. What's best stands? What have I missed out on?
Napier had a big area.
Yeah, Napier did that challenge. That was really good.
Super Rod have always come correct at them events, didn't they? They always come quite well equipped. TIS were quite a big stand. They were absolutely rammed on Thursday by all accounts. Hager, they had a lovely stand.
Oh, we'll come back to those later.
I missed their stand. I didn't even see it. I don't know where it was.
Nothing works anyway.
Huge in the picture, but I didn't even get to see it. And I walked around that 5 times.
I didn't see Skullmore stand, but apparently they had one there. The Wago stand. Do you know what? Right, here's the thing, yeah. I'm going to get myself in trouble now.
I just did
a facial expression and I'm like, can we remove that? Because I feel like that said a lot.
Right. The Wago stand, yeah.
Is that
the pick and mix one they have?
Yeah. That pick and mix can fuck right off. First of all, the miserable bitch is telling me, go and queue at the back. I'm saying at the front anyway.
Did you not say, do you know who I am?
I was the first person in the queue. She's like, can you stand back, please? I was just like, am I going to get some free shit or not? And they give you like one of each thing. Imagine if you queued up for 10 minutes for one of each thing.
Can you buy them?
What is that?
Can you actually buy them there?
No.
You what? I thought it was like you're born by weight. Is it not a real pick and mix?
You can't buy it. So you just get it for free, but you've got to scan your details, give them all your things and like... you know, allow them to message.
Hang on a minute. So I can't. So on that,
and then you get like a small handful of Wagos in there. But because it was their birthday, they was also giving away cups. But also, you have to exchange. You know, giving them your email and phone number and whatever.
It wasn't free.
You can't buy Wagos on the Wago stand on that pick and mix.
No.
What the fuck?
Normally at these shows, you can't really buy anything.
I thought CM could buy it. I thought Elect could buy everything on the stands. Is that not the case?
Do you know? Look at these cheeky pricks.
Josh Jr. is back giving away money.
Yeah, he said he was. I said he wasn't as fat as I expected. Do you know what I mean? Pricks.
You can't buy stuff.
Yeah, but the Wago stand was just like.
Because everyone takes Wagos on. Like,
I feel like they took themselves too seriously. Like, if I want Wagos, I'll go buy them. Don't want your free shit ones. I was just standing there. I finished talking to R. Davis. I walked over and I thought, oh yeah, I'll have some free ones. And then they all like fucking descended on me like, stand back. Like all panicking about it. I'm like, I don't even want your fucking Wagos. I'll go buy them.
Why are they even bothering? No one's going to use anything but Wagos anyway, are they? Why are they even bothering?
That is ideal. I love the ideal ones. I've been using a lot of the ideal.
The ideal ones are okay, but you have to be careful because they're all different ratings. So they do lighting ones and they do power ones. So you have to be careful. You can't just go using any ideal one willy-nilly. You've got to buy the right rated one for the right application.
Obviously, as a normal electrician, you would be double-checking what you're buying, right?
Not if you're used to Wagos.
I guess so, yeah. And the sizing is different. I think, like, I normally get the Wagos that go up to 6 mil, and the other day I was, like, trying to shove a 6 mil into one of the ideal ones, and I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? And then I was like, okay, you know what? This is what Sam's talking about.
I don't know, you see
a bunch of people walking past, like looking into the car, like what I'm doing.
What else? What other stands? What else was going on? Is that about it? Wago is that? What's the best stand? What's the best presenter?
Big shout out to Komodo because he was there. Oh, yeah. He's always trying to give me free shit, but I don't really accept free shit anymore, so I didn't take it. I love his stuff. But I'm not taking free shit off him.
So cool. I love it. Same as well. He gave me a discount, but I did buy the trousers.
Yeah, I just don't like taking free shit anymore. Do you? Yeah, you do. You fucking love it.
You can't take free clothes, can you, Sam? It's too heavy for you to carry home.
I'll just get your mum to carry them. Kimbo, do you wear Komodo then?
Yeah, I've got them on right now. You can't see it.
But... Oh, decent, mate.
Just be careful because you're in a car park. Yeah, so you can't get to a camera.
Let me see if I've got it.
For audio viewers as well, Kim is in a car park in a car and now she's flashing her legs on the camera. Anyone walking past just going to think she's come to a sex worker, I'm afraid.
Watch the YouTube to see
the full thing.
Listen, Kimbo.
Are you in Sam's car? That's the same view as your car.
No, I know. Honestly, Sam posted and I was like, Sam, that looks like my car, but it ain't.
It's exactly the same. Why is going off? Do you two share a car?
Kimbo, tell us a little bit about your thing with Hilti.
What about my thing with Hilti?
Well, I want to know.
What, my sponsorship?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sponsored by Hilti. They provide me with all the tools that I need in exchange for all that I do for them, which is obviously use Hilti instead of whatever I was using before.
JCB.
And Bosch and Dewalt and Ryobi and some other green one. Like this year, all my power tools were a different brand. So I used to have a charger for each thing. And if I didn't bring it, I'd have to buy a new thing. It was crazy. But now I literally use one charger to charge everything. It's great. But I do love Hilti. And what's quite interesting is when I go to these shows, people be like, oh, so where's Hilti? I'm like, they're not at any of these things. They're just so exclusive. And I went to the Hilti store, right? And the experience felt like, so there's kind of like you get the rapper culture, right? And they go into these like Prada Gucci shops and it looks exclusive where they shut the door and they shut down the store for them. That's what Hilti feels like. They've got a buzzer. You buzz in, you walk in, right? And they shut the door behind you. No one else can get in unless they buzz the buzzer, right? And then you walk in there, they've got all these like exclusive coffee machines. And they've got a dartboard. They have a dartboard in the middle of...
My local pub's got a dartboard. It's not very exclusive. I don't think that's the, that's the benchmark.
Any other tool shop or whatever else have a dartboard. So, So I've got another something. I'm actually going to be giving away.
Have they flew you out to wherever they're from? Where are they from, Hilti? Have they flew you out yet?
Switzerland. But you know what? Oh, if I speak, this is live, I'll be in trouble.
You can't do that. Something's happening.
Anyway, so this is my little bag where I do my surveys with, right? Look at this. It looks like a Nokia phone, yeah? Hello. But it's a laser measure, right? It's one of the best things I've ever used. It is about £500 if you are going to buy it yourself. But obviously, I'm sponsored by Hilti, so this was kindly gifted. So it basically just measures distance, but it goes up to 100 meters. So what I do sometimes, just kind of like when I'm on a job, I like mess around with like the passengers that are walking on the street, and I'm like, putting the laser at the floor, like make
and
them.
And then all... SO10 turn up, and police responds because you've got a gun in your car.
But obviously, that's allegedly speaking. I don't do that if that gets me in trouble.
Are you sponsored by Prism as well?
Yeah, Prism. Oh my god, they the.
No, we're getting. Can't even be my agent. I'm getting shit.
You know what it is? I won the Prism challenge at CF Live, so I was like the fastest electrician in the UK to do their challenge.
Kimbo.
The best brand that I've ever worked with. So I'm going out with Prismian on Wednesday, actually. We're going out, like, I've literally built a really good relationship with them. And Prismian is the best brand I've ever worked with. I always use their cable anyways. So, because it's...
Yeah, we all have to say that, don't we? Don't worry about it.
No, you know what it is? Because I can get it in Screwfix, and Screwfix do a lot of deals, and it's...
You what? Screwfix sell Prismian? Is that the brand they stock?
No, not exclusively.
They've got a cheaper one.
That's the standard one that they have normally in the displays. And Screwfix do like 10% off for February and so on. Don't normally like use to stock up or whatever else. And but yeah, anyways, now I'm sponsored by Prismian. But yeah, I've got one of these, and I'm going to be gifting away the cheaper version of this, which is still like...
Not the good one she's got, you peasants. You get the cheaper one.
The other one's at £300, but I will be giving that away soon. But yeah, Hilti, absolutely love them, guys. But Prismian, the best brand that I've ever worked for. Ever, and I can't wait to extend my contract with them. They are amazing.
Free cable.
Thanks for coming on the show and plugging all your sponsors.
Fucking hell, I thought I'd read you along. And also, I remember, if you do want top quality desk gear, Chevron Arnoux are the people to go to.
Send me a couple FlexiTails. So the Prismian ones, they're really cute. And obviously, you know where you get the grey sheathing on the outside, and like you get the coloured one on the inside, the double insulated the meter tails. So yeah, the Flexi ones is
flexible meat towels. I don't know why anyone buys the towels, to be honest. But yeah.
Do you know what? I went to wholesalers the other day, bought some meat towels, got back to the job, and they were solid. And I was fumed.
The 16 cores. The 25 has got 16 cores strands in.
Yeah.
Like a bed 9 bar now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, the man cut out.
No, it doesn't matter, Kimbo.
We're waiting for our cable, though, Kimmy. You can send us a bit of Purism cable if you want. We're still waiting for people to send us some new cables. Doncaster, you want to try that?
They're not going to send you shit. Kimbo, what is your final verdict on...
trainers and boots?
No, on Alex.
Final verdict, 10 out of 10, if you are friends with everyone that's going there. If you're just by yourself going there and you want to see what a trader's like, 7 out of 10. Yeah, 6, 7 out of 10. But if you're Particle Kids gang, Instagram social media gang, and you know who's who, what's what, and you get the banter, and you understand what the difference is between all the different brands and all the little bits in between, then it's a 10-10 experience. But if you don't really understand too much of the trades banter, when my video comes out in a couple of days' time, I literally go in. I talk about the V bag brand that Jamie loves. I literally kind of like...
Don't speak about it on here.
Kimbo's losing signal out there.
I'm going to go next time. And fair play to all the social media people that are meeting up and saying hello to everyone. I think the meeting up is a good bit of it, and I think they ought to encourage that a little bit more.
Jamie, don't go because he's scared of getting beat up.
I'm going.
I have to go in front for him. I have to go there and be like the advance guard. Oh, yeah, Jamie's scared he's going to get punched up.
Are you going Coventry?
I'll have to, wouldn't I, if you are.
We're going for both days.
Alex, my company, Just Fix. Shout out to my boy Gio from Just Fix. They have a little stand, which is quite cool. They've got an app where you can sign up and get work as an electrician. But you know what I really like? As a part of the signing up process, you have to send them your qualifications. So they don't just accept like DIY people taking on electrical jobs, which I think is really good.
Brilliant.
I'm going gas safe. Fuck it. If anyone's any gas work doing, give me a bell. Yeah, I'll come and sort it out for you.
But that's good.
We're going country. Are we going country for 2 days? We're stopping
in
a hotel.
Though.
Getting smashed up in the evening.
No, I'm not getting drunk. I don't do drinking anymore.
Save will be there anyway. I'll go on the piss with him. But are we doing Coventry David Savory style?
I won't be staying. I'll come on put on a Friday.
I'm going both days. I'm going to hang around David Savory and Linda like a little lost dog.
I might go both days. If it is like it was last year, it ain't worth going both days. That's what I'm saying to you.
You know what? When you go with the gang, trust me, especially when we get competitive and we do the challenges, see who wins.
I'm historically bad at them challenges. I'm historically bad at them.
We need both days.
Right, let's go on to our next subject, J-Mo.
You sort of want me to find the thing for that, don't you? There you go.
Oh, I love this topic. I love this topic. Shall I start? I'm joking. You start because it's your topic and then I'll jump in.
Thanks, Kimbo.
Thanks. Kimbo's producing now as well as being spotted by Hilton Pearson.
So, for the eagle-eyed of you there, they're both a pair of trainers. But well, one looks like a boot and one is a trainer. So, the other day, my boots are mashed up. I didn't want to use my normal trainers that I like to wear every day going to work. So I said to my missus, I need to go and buy some trainers for work. So we went to Sports Direct because I'm not about to spend 170 quid on a pair of trainers.
Do they still do massive mugs, by the way?
I don't know.
Anyway. Floods when people spill them.
So yeah, we went there and I found those black trainers. They're £48, and because I've got really bad feet, like if I'm on my feet for more than 6 hours, I can't barely walk in the evening, like they're that bad. So I found these trainers and they're not very cool, whatever. They're just fucking decent Nike trainers. The only trainers I can wear are Nike with Nike socks. It changed my life. Anyway, I bought them and I thought, should I be buying trainers for work in domestic? But I thought, who would wear boots in someone's house?
Me.
Everyone does. Who doesn't?
If you come to my house in a big pair of boots, I'll be like, come out my house with them on.
Why?
Don't walk around my house in boots.
You wear shoe covers, no?
There are safety trainers as well, aren't there, you can buy? You can buy trainers that have got plates and toes in.
Yeah, look, let me show you mine, yeah? Sorry, wait, wrong foot, yeah?
What do you mean? You got different shoes on each foot?
Probably. I've seen them. They look good.
They're not like trainers, but they're still toe.
Can I say something, though, Kim? Like, in the nicest way, those trainers are very Eastern European.
And on that racist bombshell, good night.
No, but Kimmy knows what I'm saying, didn't you?
I know, no, but if they were green, they would look like it, but they're black, so I think they look cool. And yeah, they look like trainers. They look cool. They feel like trainers. When you wear them, they feel like trainers, but they're not. So before this, obviously, I used to wear work boots because I had to. And do you know why I like wearing work boots? Because I don't know if you've ever had to lift something that's heavy. I normally like to rest it on my foot rather than the floor. And when you've got the steel toe bit, you rest it on that, and then it gives you that little leverage to kind of pull it up, or you can use your foot to move it over. So like a shelf, if I rest it on my steel toe bit, it makes it easier to move. But if I have trainers on, I can't do that. So like today, I had to lift that shelf that's in there, and I literally rested it on my steel toe
boot. I wear boots all the time. I don't wear anything, but I got trains on as I drove here, but in the van, I've had my boots and my trains for driving. I don't care where I am. I wear boots for everything. I just like wearing boots. I'd like having sturdy footwear on. The one thing that got me wearing boots properly at work, you know, when you're young, you don't give a shit. You know them, is it second Vic's nail guns? You know that fires the little pins, the Pazload pins that are dead thin. I stood in a bit of architrave and one of them went straight through my foot, and I've worn boots every time since.
Oh, what kind of a pussy are you, man? Just get a nail in your foot. Don't worry about it.
It's like, I'll just have another tetanus because I'm a real man. Yeah, I can't stand it. I've got boots and all. I've got safety trainers and that. But I just like wearing boots. And I'm going to say something that's controversial now, yes. I know people love these, and I'm not knocking the brand or anything like that, yeah. You know boots that have got a zip up the side? They're dog shit.
They're not.
They are. I can't stand them.
No, they're not. These big boots ones are really, really good.
I've had loads of dead good brands. I've had all the brands. I've seen all the brands that got zips up the side, yeah? You stand in a puddle, there ain't no zip that's waterproof. Water's going to piss in. So maybe it's because I wear boots from stuff, but I cannot stand those gimmicky boots.
Oh, do you know what? Talking about that, you know, any work boots I've had, like DeWalt ones or whatever else, like the brown ones, like in your picture, they've always been waterproof. So I've actually bought hiking boots before, and those hiking boots were not comfortable. And for some reason, my feet were wet. But every time I go camping or doing weird stuff in the forest and in the woods, I always wear my work boots.
She doesn't mean dogging.
I mean, walking and like just meditating under the full moon or whatever.
Oh, yeah. chasing unicorns and shit.
You know, like all this kind of stuff in the forest. But no, anyways, so I always like to wear my steel-toe work boots because they're always waterproof for a fraction of the price of what the hiking boots are. And they're much better. But yeah, no, the new boots I do have from Komodo have a zip on the side. So hopefully there won't be that much rain.
They might be all right if you know if you just do, you know if you want to go to an arse and take them off in the van. I get the idea of the how easy it is, but I just on a decent side they won't last 10 minutes.
So normally my shoelaces where I hook them tight onto the hooks on the side, my shoelaces go and I have to replace the shoelaces once a month because they keep catching on. So with the zip on the side, it'll be great. We just take them off and zip them back up, and you'd have to do the shoelaces each time.
I took Ardy this way as well, and I'm sure Sam could take the piss out of this, Jace. I have three pairs of boots. I have a normal pair of boots, like quite a decent pair of boots, just like rugged boots. Then I have a pair of lightweight ones for summer, and I have a pair of like woolly ones for winter. And obviously then my boots last longer because I'm not wearing them every day.
I do the same, but I've got them in different colours to match different outfits.
For all of you, has Sam decided on this topic and looks like he wants to die now we're actually discussing it? So I don't know what's going on.
It's just trainers. Just wear a pair of trainers. Like, I don't understand. Why do you need boots in a customer's house to put up a light fit in?
In case you drop your toolbox in your foot.
It looks a bit more professional, isn't it?
No.
When
you feel the part, when you feel professional, your work kind of ends up reflecting.
Oh, do you know what?
See me back in the days. I used to wear leggings and like flip flops to work, and I used to wear short shorts, bicycle shorts, right, with all my kneecaps out and everything. And I used to wear.
Oh, yeah, your kneecaps out. Jesus Christ! All the blokes will be fainting.
Honestly, I used to wear that. If you guys can go back to my story highlights on Instagram, you can see it. That's what I used to wear. I used to wear flip flops. I used to call them up like, listen, mate, I'm wearing flip flops. Just a heads up. If you want me to go get my work boots, it'll be another 2 hours. And that I was happy with that. But looking back now, I realized that wearing professional uniform has helped me get in a more professional mindset when I go to people's work rather than when I was wearing bicycle shorts and flip flops doing people's light things.
So I agree. I have my uniform, but I just have a specific pair of trainers that I bought for work.
Are they toe capped?
Sure.
No.
Have they got steel plates in the bottom to stop nails going through your boots?
No.
Then they're just fucking trainers. You're not.
That's what they are, specific trainers for work. That's what I said.
Trainers. Why do you have to get like normal trainers? Is it the cost, like you said? Like
No. It's not cost.
We can all donate. Like, can everyone donate £5 to this chat, please? And get Sam like steel toe trainers, please.
Bruv, it's because I can. This sounds really dumb, right? But I've tried other brands, Puma and Adidas, in the last year or so, and they bust up my feet. I have to wear Nike with Nike socks. It's not an OCD thing. It's not nothing else. I have to wear Nike with Nike socks. That's why. See them boots in that picture. Them boots in that picture, they're Nike boots that just look like.
Are they steel toe capped?
No.
Fuck you doing? What are you gonna, if you drop something on your foot, stand something, you have a week off work.
How many times do you drop something on your foot though? You move your foot out of the way.
As Kimmy says, I lean stuff on my foot. I utilize the toe cap as a feature.
Yeah, I just, if I need to lift something up, I ain't using my toe, am I? I'm just gonna lift it up.
Nah, I do.
We're safety
for. When it's a two-man job, it means me and my foot.
Listen, I just wear them Nike trainers. They're £48. They're the most they're more comfortable than Huarache's. That comfortable.
John's and they do me. Good comment from John. Shoe covers, regardless of what you're wearing, because even if you have got a specific pair of trainers for the customer's house, you still walked outside, haven't you? Got in the ass.
Wipe your foot on the mat.
Fucking wipe your foot on the mat.
I always have some in my bag. Look.
Have you seen them neoprene ones? I like aqua socks. Yeah, they're quite clever.
I've got loads of disposable ones that I got from my old workplace. They gave me a giant box of it, so I'm still using them now from when they gave it to me like 2 years ago.
I'm not being rude. Listen, some of the places you used to go, I think them covers that keep your feet clean. Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, sometimes I look at the house and I'm like, I'll put shoe covers on. And don't worry about it.
Listen, Dan Graves... I've taped 2 Haiger AFDDs to the bottom of my boots and I've not tripped since.
Who is that?
Dan Graves.
Dan Graves. That's a fucking good one, Dan.
That's the best. That is the comment. If I take the giveaway, I'll give it to him.
I will put that on the list. I'll put that on the list and you have got comment of the year so far and we'll see if anyone can beat that. I think you'll be struggling. Someone put in here early, which was quite funny. I can't remember who it was. I can't scroll back. Someone put they've seen the manager from the local Edmonton's in Screwfix buying all the cable.
That's hilarious.
I wonder what they're doing with
you
that.
Know what? These companies all do that. I see them on a regular basis. Why is that so shocking? Do you guys not normally see that?
No, because
I don't go Kimmy.
I don't go to Screwfix that much, to be honest, because I avoid it. Although I've found out you got no choice nowadays, as long as you want it next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I had? So I've been at work all day today. It's been a job from hell. And
I'm still at work. This is my work lunch break, Sam. Boo-hoo.
What time did you start, though?
4 o'clock.
Oh, right then. Yeah. That's what you get for starting at 4 o'clock. Is that still the church job?
No. I went to do a shower job. Was not successful. I haven't changed the shower job.
Shower job sounds wrong. This is too much innuendo in this podcast tonight, Jesus.
No. So I went to do a shower job, as in like change a shower, right? But I've not done one since I was about 18 or 19. And when I got there, I was like, you know what? We'll freestyle it. I got there and Jay just couldn't really use one of the little nuts and olives things that comes with it, the little Mediterranean selection. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to come back tomorrow. So yeah, that's that. So if anyone's got any suggestions for what compound I can use to kind of stick it all together or whatever else, let me know. It's a freestyle, learning on the job.
Don't do the plumbing. That shit makes a mess if it goes everywhere.
No, but you have to do it. You have to do it when you're doing showers, didn't you? I had to do one the other week. I just made it up as I went along. Never done one before.
That's what basically I'm doing. What?
How much do you charge for a shower?
I haven't figured it out yet. This is one of those clients that I've got a VO limit on every property for £300. So anything up to £300 that needs to be carried out when I go to the property, I've got the approval for.
So if it's £299 every job, change the doorbell, £299 that is.
Yeah, it's pre-approved, so it's actually quite good. So we'll see. I'm not too sure what I'll be charging for the shower job. No idea. It doesn't take that long, especially like for like. I was so shocked. I literally took it off and that was it. I was like, so just the other one back on. And kind of, I needed plumber's tape, but I bought it, but somehow must have left it in Screwfix. So that was annoying. So I was like, you know what? At least now I've seen what it's like. And I know that tomorrow when I come in, it's a 5 minute job, literally turn off the power, turn off the water, in, out, done. Didn't know shower jobs were that easy.
This podcast is at domestic levels. I don't even understand. There's too much domestic going off in here.
But don't do DIY electrics. I'm assuming no DIYers are watching this, but yeah.
If they are, they shouldn't be. It's not for them.
You might get wrong a shower and then the cable will be underrated and then you'll cause a fire and then it won't be my fault because I'm telling you, don't do DIY electrics. Also, while I'm here, can I just give a little quick shout out to one of my friends?
Who is it? Prismin and Hilti?
No, shout out to Prismin and Hilti though. But I've got a friend on Instagram and he's always like supporting everything and he's like really cool. His name's Grumpy Old Spark. He always watches the show.
That's the dog whisperer in here.
Yeah, the dog whisperer. Sure. So yeah, shout out.
He's in here.
Always. One of the loyalist viewers to the show, Sean Dempsey.
He's awesome. Honestly, like when I've like disappeared for like a week, he's like, are you all right? I'm like, thanks for checking in on me. I'm stressed, but now
she's in the woods with her hat on, doing some yoga in a
around
the
cauldron like that.
Rig of Matt Mouse tail and all that kind of stuff.
But yeah, just a shout out. But
Kim, are you going to reveal where you're on now at the end of the show? I keep seeing the night go past.
So here I am.
Kimmy's done the entire podcast for audio viewers in a cut in.
Where there's a church and I'm by a field. I know it's a bit dodgy, but I'm on a laptop.
What part of London are you in?
Are you on a laptop in London in your car and no one's run up to the window and tried to nick it? I'm pretty impressed, to be fair.
Yeah, honestly, I'm used to it.
You've got to say now, don't you?
Now I'm quickly going
to
move.
No, do you know what you meant to say when you get out of the car like that and do a bit of piece to camera like that?
What?
You have to say back to the studio.
Okay, back to the studio, guys. So make sure you hit like and subscribe. Sorry, I can't even pronounce it. But I am in I was in Croydon. I'm going to North London now. So this is like Greenwich or something. It's just a nice.
Yeah, I was going to say that ain't Croydon.
No. It's that little church here. It's a big field, and it's just. I don't know. Let me just check on the
map. You keep making this joke about me not going to let some skid. I'll get smacked, yeah.
Oh, Blackwall Tunnel.
I would get my laptop out of my car like that in London. I'd be scared.
I am in Greenwich. I'm in Greenwich, but by the time anyone gets here, I'll be out.
I don't know. There's some dodgy people in that chat. Okay.
Right. I think, well, we've done pretty much everything. We haven't spoken about Hager, but
we did.
See if the chat want me to talk about Hager quickly. Do you want me to talk about Hager, or do you know enough about Hager already?
We should point out as well, Alex, obviously Kim has got a video coming out. Dave Savers put his video out, which covers quite a lot of it. So do have a look at that. He's been very kind and put loads of advertising for us in there. So we ought to mention that he's done that. So you can see what happened, unless you want to tell us your little tale from your point of view, Sam, as a compliment to that fine video.
So listen, we'll do it quickly because I've been doing it all day. Does it matter? It don't matter. We'll do it another time.
And on that bombshell,
Electricians Podcast. We're out. I was expecting Kimmy to go, we're out.
Kimmy, have you locked your doors again?